Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you want a home in the Central Florida area for any size family to visit Walt Disney World, Universal, or any of the other Orlando attractions, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Hawaii at Alani, Hilton Head Island, Vero Beach, or any of the other Disney resorts, contact DVCByRequest.com. Again, David's Vacation Club Rentals, DVCRequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter at any of the Disney World resorts, contact Scooter Vacations at ScooterLando.com. And last but not least, our great friends over at American Tourist Travel. If you want to book any Disney travel vacation, contact us at American Tourist Travel. I can help you personally. We also book anywhere else in the world you want to go. So please, guys, if you want to check out any of our sponsors, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. Now we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Have a great day.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. We're doing a very special episode. We're joined by our good friend Jay Leonard over at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista Resort. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful night here in Orlando, Florida, and what I see, a lot of people from my hotel are walking across the street to Disney Springs. You know, as the closest hotel to Disney Springs, it's nice to see that people can just walk across the bridge and get there real quickly.
No, I would. Next time we stay there, Jay, I'm going to be roaming across to get myself some Wolfgang Pucks. I love Homecoming. I love Paddlefish, the Boathouse. I mean, you got so many great dining options just to walk across the street. I might put on a couple pounds.
Yeah, I can get that. You know, so, the dining experience over there is just amazing now, from Haleo's to, you know, one of my favorites in STK and the Boathouse, and then the shopping with Tommy Bahama. I'm a big Tommy Bahama fan. So
yeah, we also have we've been coming down to Disney since 97. I loved when it used to be Pleasure Island, and but now Disney Springs is so much. I think they did a fantastic job with that.
They sure did. I mean, just the amount of places to eat, the shops, and, you know, some of the uniqueness. And as more and more companies get the opportunity to brand things just to Disney, it's really kind of cool to be able to pick up a souvenir that's unique, that you can only get it in one place.
So most people don't know that your resort, I mean, a lot of my guests and a lot of our listeners on the show, like, they understand that the Swan and Dolphin is on Disney property. And a lot of people, they treat that like it's one of the Disney hotels. And what they don't understand, I don't think, is all the hotels on Hotel Plaza Boulevard there are the same as the Swan and Dolphin. They're a Disney hotel. They're on Disney property. They get all the same amenities that any other Disney resort. You got your fast passes. You got your dining. You could do everything that you could do in any other resort. Isn't that right, Jay?
Yeah, you know, this property is actually the third oldest property in Walt Disney World. We were built in 1972, and the seven other properties that are on Hotel Plaza Boulevard, we are official hotels of Walt Disney World. The uniqueness of this property is we're a dual-branded hotel. We have the Wyndham Garden, which is a 394-room complex, and the tower is 232 Wyndham. So we really kind of compete in the moderates and value resorts that Disney offers.
And I'll say this to all of our listeners out there. I've stayed there a few years ago, And it's beautiful there. I remember when we stayed there. We were walking across the street every night to head over to Wolfgang Puck's to get some spicy chicken pizza. They had a spicy chicken pizza that was out of this world. My wife would get mad at me. She goes, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to get my pizza." She goes, "You're going to eat that this late? Well, bring me back one." And then yeah. The girls would, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and my wife would all share one. And their pizza's out of this world. And I just love that whole resort area. And what I was getting to is Disney right now is building nothing but DVC. The moderate capacity, they're not adding none to the booking engine over there. I mean, it's Riverside, it's French Quarter, Caribbean Beach, and Coronado. That's it. They're building no more. So there's not a lot of moderate options on property. And the amenities that you guys have at your resort is actually more than what Disney has with everything that you get in a hotel, and for a moderate price.
Yeah, we like to think that we're the best price value within all the resorts located here on Walt Disney World's campus. If you're looking for that right price and want all those amenities, you know, we have character breakfast here 3 days a week, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. We have the bus service to all the parks, including the water parks. We have pin trading, just like the Disney resorts have. And the most important is, you know, at night you're never landlocked on a property, because you do have Disney Springs across the street, and so many customers love that opportunity just to walk across the street. We're in the process of doing a $2 million renovation on our pool.
Pool, that looks beautiful, Jay. It really does. It's a beautiful pool, and when I get down there, I'm gonna have to have a drink with you at the Oasis pool bar. That's really nice too. It's a big pool bar.
Yeah, we're excited. We're converting it to a 115 seat restaurant with a really cool bar, some 83 inch TVs to be able to watch some sports if you want to do that, and then just enhancing the pool experience here. And then the rest of the resort's getting about a $10 million renovation. And what we're doing is redoing the garden rooms 100%.
The hotel's beautiful. I mean, the rooms look really good. All the upgrades look good. And like I said, the biggest amenity there is just having everything else just a stone throw across the street. Like, you have Baldwin over at Splitsville. Do you go to Splitsville often, Jay?
Oh, I've taken the family there often.
And I think it's the best sushi on property.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you said that. You would never think that a bowling alley would have great sushi. But everybody I know that goes over there says the same thing. It's their sushi is amazing. But they also have their hamburgers and their pulled pork sandwich. And just the atmosphere is just so cool. You know, I grew up when you wanted to go out, you'd go to the bowling alley. Mm-hmm. And that excitement to be able to do that is really cool.
Yeah, the thing that I would love, because we plan on moving down there in a few years ourselves, and I could see even your hotel would be wonderful for like a nice 3-day weekend getaway with, you know, get away from the family, you and the wife, head over, spend a nice romantic weekend. And how much better could it be to have all that, those amenities, like to walk across the street? I don't advocate drinking, like, you know, one beer with dinner, maybe two, and that's it. But if you're staying at the hotel, you and the wife can enjoy the third, head back to the hotel room, not have to worry about anything. And I think that would be a wonderful weekend stay.
And a lot of people do that. You know, what we've learned because of our pool and our location is a lot of times people are coming here to go over to Epcot, to one of the festivals that are going over there. But what they do is they only go there for one day, and then they really kind of spend the other days at the pool and going across the street to Disney Springs. And it is. It's a nice place just to kind of have in many ways, a very romantic weekend. But, you know, on the other hand, what's really cool, if a couple of guys want to come down here
100%.
And go to play golf across the street at the Buena Vista Golf Club, that's literally right across the street from us too. And then go to STK and get a good night of
steak.
And then just come back to the hotel and hang. So it's really across the board for everybody.
Oh, I mean, there's so much to do there. I mean, me and my wife a few months back, and Some of our favorite times is right there at the Springs. I mean, we like to go from, because we really love Homecoming too. I like Marimota Asia. And what we like to do is like split appetizers and go from lounge to lounge and just hang out. And you got Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. And then also right now at the Springs, they got that whole Christmas tree decoration where you can walk the Christmas tree trail. And that's literally right across the street from you.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. You know, you have all those trees in there and they're all decorated out, and you get the opportunity if you want to do a Santa picture. You know, it's really an exciting time to be with Disney, knowing all the things they're getting prepared for the 50th anniversary that's coming up soon.
Now, with all the stuff going on at Star Wars Land, are you excited about any of that? Are you into Star Wars, your family, or anybody?
My son is an enthusiastic about this whole thing. I actually had an opportunity to go to the opening party last night for the media. The
That's
place
awesome.
looks great. My son is one of those people that bought the $200 lightsaber.
Good for him. Now, did he buy it or did you, Jay?
Well, he bought it, but I'm not sure if it got charged to my credit card.
Now, did you get to see Rise of the Resistance at all or
No,
no?
did not get a chance last night, but looking forward to hopefully doing it within the week.
Now, the parks, what's your favorite, Jay? What is Jay's favorite thing of the parks to do?
You know, Animal Kingdom is I always
I knew I
feel
liked you. Go ahead, Jay.
I just like that experience over there, and the Pandora ride over there is just an amazing experience.
I mean, Flight of Passage. I mean, aren't you glad that the Banshee actually stops a couple times? Because that free fall, your heart gets pumping so fast. When he lands on one of the ledges and takes a minute, it's like my heart can stop beating for a second. But it's amazing.
It really is the way they did it, and I've seen, you know, the day experience, but the night experience over there when the place gets lit up and you just kind of walk around awed from how Disney put everything together.
Oh, it is beautiful. My buddy, my partner that does the show with me, my buddy John, he actually drove the train over there, the conservation station train, for a while. He was over there for a year or so driving that train.
Right.
And we used to love go visit him. We would go on Flight of Passage, and then I do Flight of Passage, and then me and my wife love the Nomad Lounge. Have you ever eaten there?
No, I haven't.
It's really beautiful. We go there around 11:30, 12 o'clock. We'll ride Pandora, the Flight of Passage, and we'll do that, and then we'll come back and we'll get lunch there. And the food there is out of this world, and it's a really nice. You sit there where you sit on the outside lounge, it overlooks the whole part of Pandora across the little bridge and all there. It's a really good
Well,
time.
you know, one of the advantages of staying at our hotel is we get the 60-day fast pass, and that has become such a huge hit here at the resort because, as you know, Pandora is so hard to get on.
Oh, it's so hard. I mean, you literally have to be up at midnight to get your fast pass. So if you're staying at that resort, make sure you take advantage of the 60 days, because it really means a lot.
Yeah, it's
So.
nice to be able to just walk over there and know you have your time. You can kind of enjoy the rest of the park. You know, I think the wait times are still 4 hours over there. So.
It goes up and down, yeah, but usually it's a minimum of 120 minutes all the time. I mean, every once in a while you'll hit 90 minutes, and it's like it's a short day.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, I also love going to Epcot. You know, all those festivals they have over there. It's just a you know, cultural mecca over there, and it's really nice to see the things that they do. And you know, they've added all the music at the American Pavilion over there, so it's kind of neat when you go over there and you see some of the music that you grew up with, and you see those groups over there playing. Brings back great memories.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm so glad now at the American Adventure, I mean the American Showcase, they're going to be putting in that new smokehouse. Because I've been saying for years, it's a shame every other country has great food, But the American Pavilion had the worst food on property. Now they're doing that. And I said for years they should do some kind of barbecue there. And they're finally going to do it. I think they finally listened to the show, Jay, and they're going to add an, did you see the plans for the whole new restaurant area there?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they closed down the Liberty Inn there, and they're opening a brand new restaurant.
Yeah, and that's going to be good. You know, barbecue really is a reflection of American culture. From if you're, you know, I grew up in Jersey, and you know, there's some great barbecue up there, and my family lives in South Carolina, and I you know live in all over the country in my role as a general manager. You know, it's always nice to taste a local barbecue, so it's kind of neat that Disney's embracing that.
Yeah, well, we said for years that they should have like crabs from Maryland, have some Boston clam chowder, have some jambalaya from down in New Orleans, or po' boys, and you know, show what our America's about with the different foods. Some shrimp, I mean, some tacos from out in San Diego. You know what I'm saying? Like, and all they did there is have hot dogs, hamburgers, and that was it. It was like we're better cooks than this here in America, you know. And yes, I was glad they finally did something.
As a Jersey boy, I'd like to see him get pork roll and cheese on a bagel over there.
Hey, that's what I had today, believe it or not. What part of Jersey are you from, Jay?
I grew up in Tom's River.
I lived in Mystic Island for a while and Long Beach Island. I know I do a lot of work in Long Beach Island. I'm from up in the Williamstown area up between Atlantic City and Philly.
So you can appreciate a good pork roll, cheese, egg, and on a bagel.
Oh, 100%. And there's nothing. That's the only thing. It's one of the things I'm going to miss. The bagels, the pretzels, and the cheesesteaks when I move down to Florida.
Yeah, well, when you come down, you can bring one for me.
I will definitely bring you a pork roll and cheese. I will. I believe it or not, I get requests for that a lot. I don't know why they don't sell Taylor pork roll down there.
Well, actually, believe it or not, they sell it at Publix down here. But it's interesting that no restaurant has it on any menu, considering so many people from the Jersey, New York area come down here.
Yeah, the closest you get is Canadian bacon, which is, you know, that's as close as you get to that down there. And it's sad. Nothing like diner food, is there, Jay?
I was just recently up in Thomas River and made sure I stopped by the Beachwood Diner, the Thomas River Diner, and the Crystal Diner. They're over on Route 9 and 37.
Okay. Yeah, I know that area very well. I travel the state with my job, so I'm all over the place. But I know exactly where you are. And they just opened up that Ron John's across at Disney Springs too.
Yeah, which is
the original's in Long Beach Island.
Yeah, I used to go there a few times.
Yeah, one of my best friends owned the Ocean Bay Market right in Long Beach Island. So the supermarket. We used to go down there and work during the summers. So
small, very small world.
It is. But getting back to Disney, your hotel, what is your go-to place to eat dinner?
Me? I go to Art Smith's. I love his fried chicken, and I love his deviled eggs.
They're phenomenal. Have you had the fried green tomatoes?
Yes.
Aren't they good too?
Oh, there's nothing on that menu that you can't gain a few pounds, but it's the mac and cheese, the hummingbird cake.
Hummingbird cake's good.
Now you're getting me hungry. I might have to go get something to eat.
Yeah, but the good thing is you only have a hop, skip, and a jump to get over there. Walk across the pedestrian bridge and you're there.
Yes, I can probably get over there in about 5 minutes.
Now, do you guys have annual passes, Jay?
Yeah, I have passes as my role as general manager, so I get over there a lot.
Okay, well, I'm excited about everything that's going to be opening. Now, my wife is very excited about the Ratatouille ride, and what's your thoughts about the World Showcase, all the changes, I mean, the front of Epcot, all the changes that Future World are doing?
Oh, I think it's great. As a matter of fact, I just had a preview of it Thursday night, and, you know, what they're going to do over in the entrance and the whole redevelopment of Epcot, you know, it really kind of goes back to Walt's probably original image of what it was supposed to look like. They're really capturing it in a really unique way.
I'm excited about it. I'm just sad with, I mean, I can't wait to go to Disney again where there's not walls up everywhere. I mean, there's – and I'm thankful for all the construction. I'm excited about everything, but it seems like they've been under more construction than I've ever seen in my lifetime down there. And it's a good thing, and it's also bad. I can't wait for most of it to be done. I mean, I'm going to be excited about that.
So, yeah, well, you know, I don't disagree, but you know what Disney's always does?
Never going to be done.
Yeah. But they, what they do is they try to disguise it the best they can. And, you know, they're always moving people along and getting things, you know, done quickly. But listen, if there wasn't the construction, it wouldn't be all the excitement of all the things that's going on. You know, it's really exciting about the new Mickey Minnie ride that's going to be opening.
Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, you know, that's going to be, you know, just think about how much Hollywood Studio has changed over the last 10 years.
Yeah, for a couple years, until the last couple years, it was basically half of it was shut down. It's nice that actually now it's a full day park again.
Yeah, you know, with the Toy Story and you know, with the new Mickey Minnie, and it's the first time that Mickey and Minnie will actually have their own.
Isn't that crazy, Jay, that they've never done anything with them?
Yeah, it is, and but the it's gonna. My understanding, what I saw the other day, it's gonna be a really cool ride. The people working on it have really put some great thought into that experience being one of the best.
Well, speaking of renovations, I mean, we went over it already, but your resort's completely renovated. You said you're. I mean, when's the plans for that to be done? All the renovation.
The rooms will be done by Christmas week,
okay.
And the pool is going to be done first week in February.
Oh, that'd be nice, especially coming down from New Jersey. You know how cold it is. It'd be able to dive in that pool during February. It'd be nice.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You know, when days that you think that people aren't going to be at the pool, and you get the people coming out of the Northeast or even Canada, and you see them jumping in the pool, and you're like, wow, that's amazing that they can go out there and enjoy that year round.
Yeah, me and Brem were down last year, and it was like one of those nights where it was in January, and it was like 50, you know, it was nice. Like, it's nice once in a while to be in Florida with a hoodie on at night where you're warm walking around and you're not hot at all. But it's like 48, 50 degrees, and there's a bunch of Canadians that are diving in the pool. I'm like, what? I'm like freezing watching them. I don't know how. I can't do that. It's too cold for me.
Well, you know, we maintain our one pool at 82 degrees. So, listen, in the water, it must be great. But when you pop out and it's 47, it's still cold.
Oh, 100%. Had to run over to that bar. Get warm back up.
Yeah.
Now, George said something to me about Hootie beer. You guys sell Hootie beer on property?
We used to sell Hootie beer on property. George is giving a little plug there. My brother-in-law is Darius Rucker.
So, oh, okay. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
My wife's one of her favorites.
So when they recently had a beer that they put out in Florida, I had the privilege to carry that for the band.
Oh, that was nice. I didn't know they had Hootie and the Blowfish beer. I mean, my wife have their CDs and albums and – you know, or other CDs, not albums. You can tell how old I am by saying that. But we really enjoy Hootie.
Did you get a chance to see him on tour for the summer? I think the closest they got to you guys, they played out in Camden.
Yeah, we didn't get to see him in Camden. I've been to that venue is very nice, believe it or not. Have you ever been to it?
No, my family has been, but I heard they did a great job on that.
Yeah, they really did. It's a little, you know, Camden. I was a little scared to go there. And I've done a lot of work there with construction. They're actually rebuilding the whole city, thank goodness. But it's a really nice amphitheater there that they have. Now, we've gone down. We travel a lot when we go see. We've seen bands in Virginia Beach and Myrtle Beach. We'll head down that way when we see a lot of groups, too. We'll do a weekend with it. So.
Well, you know, as I was saying, the great thing about what's going over at Epcot is, you know, they're doing a lot more music at the little theater they got over there. And, you know, some of these groups that are coming through are, you know, they're in that BC, but it's kind of nice to be able to go over there and and hear the music you grew up with.
Oh, they have the boys from here all the time are down there. Boys to Men, they're over there a lot. Oh, we've seen a lot of the groups there. I enjoy going there. They have a Starship, and we read all the bands that are going to be playing for all the festivals all the time on the show, and they have Air Supply down there. They have a lot of the groups that we all grew up with.
Yeah.
And it's a really good time. Have you ever tried Spice Road Table?
No.
You get a chance, Jay, go try that.
Okay.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. The food there is really, really good. I don't know. So you guys ready for Christmas? Is the resort decorated for Christmas?
Yeah, we stay on the same tradition that Disney does. Disney starts their decorations on November 8th. And so we put our decorations up on November 8th. And what we do here is, you know, a little bit unique. My front office director loves Christmas. So he spends the year buying those trees when they're on sale. And him and a core bunch of employees decorate the whole hotel. And it's kind of neat because, you know, they capture that really homegrown Christmas in what they do.
Well, one thing I want to wrap back around to, what characters are actually at the character breakfast with you guys, Jay?
Is that not including George?
Well, yeah, that character.
we exclude George out. Yeah. We have Pluto and Goofy here. And
well, I'm Grumpy, so that's my handle online, Grumpy6767. So
the uniqueness of our character breakfast, besides having it 3 days a week, you know, we have about a 180 seat restaurant, and so
Lakeview restaurant, right?
Lakeview, and so when you go up there, you really get some quality time to spend with both of them. I always make the recommendation to come in 15 minutes after the hour, or 15 minutes before the hour, because they switch on the half hours.
And do me a favor, repeat the two dwarfs again so our fans know. And the reason I'm saying this is because a lot of fans want to get autographs of certain characters, and the seven dwarfs aren't easy to get a hold of at the parks. I do know that, so.
Yeah, but we don't have them. We have Pluto and Goofy.
Oh, Pluto and Goofy. I thought when you messed me up when I said Grumpy, but they want to get special. You know what I'm saying? They want to see Pluto and Goofy all the time together. They want, because they're not one of the character breakfasts that are at the other parks. If you follow me, so it makes it special to go see you guys.
It really is. It really is unique. They have you know, Goofy has his own design for his uniform here that is not, you won't see it anyplace else in anybody else's resort. And it's just a really quality breakfast. It's reasonably priced. And you know, you get, it's just amazing when I see these little kids and you see Pluto walk into the room or Goofy walk into the room and their eyes light up. It reminds you why you're in the business.
We and Bren come, we'll sneak down and see the characters for breakfast. And I'll tell you what, the price point for that character breakfast is better than any other one I've seen on property. So it's a deal, especially with the characters.
And so we start at 7:30, we go to 10:30. And if you walk in at 7:30, you probably have the whole place for yourself. So, you know, you might even be surprised and have Goofy come down and sit with you and have breakfast.
And George also, so if you're there that early, George also mentioned something to me about you fly in, you have all your luggage. What's this about baggage? He was sending me, telling me to talk about it.
Yeah, so we here at the hotel, we have bags, and they're the official company of Walt Disney World also. But on Hotel Plaza Boulevard, we're the only one who offer this service. So you literally have the ability from 6 a.m. to, I think it's 11 a.m., come down, drop off your bags, get your boarding pass. You check your luggage, and it will go right on board for you. So you can spend half a day at the park, and if you have a late flight, you only have to worry about your luggage. You know, Uber it back out to the airport, and you're done for the day, which you know, a lot of people get almost a whole full day in if they're planning it correctly.
That does make a big difference. So how can everybody get a hold of you guys? Do you want me to read off all your Twitter account, your Facebook, Instagram?
Absolutely.
So let me see here. Let me bring you back up. And what I have here is Wyndham, your Wyndham Lake Buena Vista and Wyndham Garden, correct?
Yep.
So Wyndham on Instagram, on Wyndham Lake Buena Vista, it's at Wyndham LBV. On Twitter, it's Wyndham LBV. And on Facebook, it's Wyndham Disney, hashtag Wyndham LBV. And then if you want to go to Wyndham Garden, Instagram is Wyndham Garden LBV. Twitter's Wyndham Garden LBV. And Facebook's at Wyndham Garden Disney, hashtag Wyndham Garden LBV. So if you guys want to book a wonderful stay at this resort, which absolutely looks beautiful, get on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or call George at, you can call the hotel. And do it the old-fashioned way, George. I mean, Jay, make a phone call.
Correct, but you can also go to WyndhamLakeBuenaVista.com, and you can actually then, at that point, book the Wyndham or the Wyndham Garden. We have both properties there at Wyndham. LakeBuenaVista.com.
And the phone number is 407-828-4444. That's easy to remember, Jay.
And the other thing I would recommend anybody who's looking at going to the resort is they may want to go to Wyndham Rewards and sign up for our rewards program. Wyndham Rewards has one of the most probably best programs out there that you can earn stays really quick. So if you go to Wyndham Rewards, sign up for all that, then go book your reservation, and you'll start getting earning free stays when you come to the resort.
That is awesome. And what I'll do is I'll continue to tweet and post things for you on Twitter, because we're very active on Twitter, and I've been linking you guys to a lot of the restaurants. Like when you guys put a post out, I'll tag it to one of the restaurants, so you're getting all the Twitter traffic between my site, one of the restaurants, and Wyndham. And it's been fun doing that.
Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of the chefs, when they come in, they'll wind up staying at our hotel because they realize that we're the closest resort to Disney Springs. So if Art Smith's in town, a lot of times he'll stay with us because he knows he's in walking distance.
That is awesome. Maybe we'll run into him walking back and forth to his restaurant on one of our stays, passing over that bridge.
Who knows?
But it's been a pleasure to have a fellow in New Jersey and on the show. I knew I recognized that accent. You can't ever lose a Jersey accent.
No, you just got to say Tom's River.
Tom's River. But, Jay, it's been a pleasure having you on, and we would love to have you guys on again. Maybe we'll get George on the show, and we can get one of the other seven dwarfs on here. What did you call him?
I would love to have you here. Maybe when next time you're here, we'll do it live from the pool bar.
That would be awesome. We'd have to start early so we don't drink too many before we start recording.
we'll play that all by ear.
All right. Thank you so much, Jay, and you have a blessed night, and it was a pleasure having you on the show. And everybody, head over to Wyndham Lake Buena Vista and the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista Garden, and have a great stay.
Listen, thanks, and listen, Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
Merry Christmas. Have a great night, Jay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. That's it, guys. We're going to pay our tabs, hop off our stools, and head on home. But we'd really appreciate you guys listening. If you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. Also, if you could, follow us over on Twitter at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. And you can find us all at our website. It's all in WDW. Everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.